We need to get him over here on this mic instead of that mic. We need to get him over here talking to us.
Let's listen to the Crypt Keeper real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, creeps. It's me, your master of ceremonies. Just reminding you that Motor City Nightmares has a costume contest that's currently in competition. Sign up at the Hush booth in the front hall. It's free to enter. Winners announced at 6 p.m. and the last entries are at 5 p.m. That's in a little less than an hour, I believe. So get there, creeps. I hope you win.
Stick it out. Hold it up. And... Yes. Yeah.
Yes, the Crypt Keeper.
John, can you say a word to our audience for us, please? You're on Alien X Radio, in case you're wondering.
Hello, creeps. How you doing? You having a good time?
We're having a great time.
Are we broadcasting here from Motor City Frightmares?
That's right.
We are indeed.
Yes. You are live on Alien X Radio right now. It's good to meet you, by the way. I didn't get a chance to do that.
Pleasure to meet you guys. How you doing? You having a good time?
Yes, this great is an time. Amazing event. I
it's
love
a
it.
Great event. There's so much fun. There's so many great people out here. Detroit, go Red, go Red Wings.
Yeah. Well, let's see that. We hope they do. We've been staring at the hockey jersey all day.
Oh, the hockey jersey. Okay, this is a shout out to the hockey team, the Crypt Keepers. They named their team after me.
Really?
And they gave me this awesome
it's a real
jersey.
Team. That's cool.
And they gave me the number I requested, 666.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, get in touch with me on Facebook, guys. I can sell a bunch of these jerseys for you if you get in touch with me.
Sure.
Nice.
We will do that. So how are things going for you today? We saw you doing great. Some phone calls earlier. You were like calling people on their phone for them.
Yeah, it's been really busy and having a really good time. I'm great. I mean, there's a lot of really great people down here today. You know, I got Dee Wallace and Sid Haig and Bill Moseley and Olga. And got Twiggy. Kane Hodder and Ari Mihailov and Jeffrey Combs and Tom Noonan. It's like an incredible group of people.
Oh, I know. There's
and
unlimited list.
I just feel fortunate that after all these years of, you know, doing Tales from the Crypt, that it's as popular as it ever was. You know, I mean, a lot of people grew up on Tales from the Crypt. I mean, I did through the comic books, so it was kind of cool for me to even be a part of the show. But now that it's there's a whole new generation of people who grew up with Tales from the Crypt. You know, we got a whole great audience full of people that are down here to come say hi, and I appreciate all my fans. I appreciate all the people that are crazy about it like me.
Oh, I grew up watching the show for sure.
Come on, you don't look any younger than me. Don't say that, man.
You don't want me to tell the you don't want me to tell the story of the first time I saw you, do you?
Go ahead.
I saw you in the finals on Star Search with Sinbad, where you were...
Which I won.
Yeah, that's right.
$100,000. Star
that's right.
Search. I'd never done stand-up before that. Did you know that?
No, that I didn't know.
I had done sketch comedy and worked on the street as a street performer for a number of years. And I was in an off-Broadway show with Scott Bakula called Three Guys Naked from the Waist Down.
Really?
And because that was the metaphor for how it feels to stand in front of the audience, you know, as a stand-up comedian.
Right.
And I was playing a stand-up comedian. And some talent scouts from Star Search, the first year it was on, came up to me and said, "Hey, we want you to be on this new show. We got Star Search as a stand-up comedian." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm not really a stand-up comic. It's just a part that I'm playing." And I said, "Well, you can win $100,000. And they go, I went, "Frig, I'll do it."
I usually sit down when I do my comedy, but if you want me to do stand-up,
exactly.
I will.
Exactly. So I did it, and I kept winning and kept having to write new bits and kept winning and beat Rosie O'Donnell in the semifinals and Sinbad in the finals and won $100,000.
I forgot about that you beat Rosie O'Donnell. I forgot about that.
But then they started booking me opening for all these acts. They go, "Oh, you're going to be opening for Tom Jones in Vegas." And I was like, everybody's like, "Congratulations." I go, "I have no act. How am I going to open for Tom Jones?" You know, so I had to get my ass into the comedy clubs and
hone your craft a little bit. Yeah. Do you still do stand-up now?
Occasionally, mostly for benefits and that kind of thing. I don't really do the clubs or tour or anything like that, but I always loved doing it, but it wasn't really what I started out doing. I started out in the theater in New York and did a lot of sitcoms and that kind of thing when I first came out here after winning Star Search. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it was responsible for me getting the Crypt Keeper because I really wasn't a guy told jokes, you know, so much. I do like the Wizard of Oz in 2.5 minutes, you know, that.
Right.
As coroner, I must concur, I thoroughly examined her.
You know, do that kind of stuff.
That's great.
And so that's when I started getting invited to do voiceover work for my stand-up, and that's how I wound up landing the Crypt Keeper. So, you know, kind of led to that.
You still get a lot of work doing the voiceovers for different things?
Yeah, a lot of my work is voiceover. The great thing about voiceovers is you're not typed out by your age, by how you look, your race, your size. I mean, I get to play a lot of villains and that kind of stuff in video games and cartoons and that kind of thing. I never get to do that on camera because I look, you know, I'm like, you know, 5'8" and 165 pounds. Nobody's going to be too afraid of me, you know?
Right. Oh, hey, you know. Like, yeah, when you're behind the mic, look at us. We have faces for radio. So
you guys are really scary, just so you know.
I know.
The face made for radio.
He makes horror movies, and I was in one of them, so.
That's great.
What's up, Peter?
Hey, do you think that we could get you to do a station ID as the Crypt Keeper?
Sure. You have it written out for me?
It's Alien X Radio.
Oh, great.
You didn't really write it out, but just Alien
sure.
X, you know, however
I just
you
did a quick
it.
Write out because.
Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Alien X Radio.
That is the best ever.
That was amazing.
Well, you guys are amazing, and thank you guys for being here. And, please don't come on down to the show.
Yes,
it's through tomorrow, Sunday, and I would love to meet you all. Come on down.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being with us, John. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Rock on.